It's amazing that we're here again. 7 years. We've done 6 years. We just wrapped it up, and we're moving forward. Amen?
Amen.
Have any CR people that want to acknowledge that? I mean, all right. Now, I have to tell you, for someone who never thought they could get up in front of people and speak, and I did flunk speech class, I have become quite comfortable with speaking at Celebrate Recovery on Friday nights. However, standing here in front of all of you is a different story. My heart is beating fast. My hands are sweaty. I'm pretty sure I ate a bunch of salt because there's nothing left inside me. My mouth is dry. And I'm thinking, what are you thinking? Meaning, are you thinking, great, CR Sunday. I love it when they do this once a year. Or are you sitting there thinking, great, CR Sunday. We could have stayed home today. I'm glad they only do it once a year. Hopefully it's the first one. And we can be honest here, can't we? Now look, I'm not going to kid myself here. I know that I'm not Pastor Steve. I know that I'm not Pastor Tony or Pastor Herb or even a Hal Perkins. But that's okay. I don't need to be any of them, right? Because I'm Tim Sims. Don't push the ego too much, all right? But I got to tell you, if CR Sunday would have been a few weeks back, I would have been trying to find any and all reasons to not be up here. But as Pastor led on Sunday, he gave us Luke 19:47 and 48. Every day he was teaching at the temple, but chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders were among the people who were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his words. So something started stirring in me right away. And he concluded with this part where we had to insert our name. After Jesus cleaned Tim's temple and made it a house of prayer, Jesus began to teach Tim daily. But Tim's physical, spiritual, and emotional adversaries didn't like this and started planning on how to hurt me. But Tim's adversaries couldn't do a thing. Because you see, Tim hung on every word Jesus said. And what God was saying to me was, you, Tim Sims, need to tell Trinity why CR is so important. You need to show them what I have done in your house. And don't forget, we had talked for days about discipleship with Hal during Maranatha. He was telling me, be my disciple. And he kept prompting me, say something. So as I was sitting in service last Sunday, I was literally overwhelmed with all these words and images of CR Sunday. I really felt his presence was telling me something. But of course, I went on my day. And I began my week, I went to work, and Tuesday, it was happening again. So I thought, you know, this obedience thing, whatever that looks like, was maybe I should write this down and send it to the pastor. Maybe he could use it for CR Sunday. So I believe the Holy Spirit was prompting me, and I felt I had to be that obedience. And after finishing it, I thought, wow, this is pretty good. It's pretty good. The good news is he should be able to use some of it for his sermon. Yeah, look how that worked out. And he responded to my email after I sent it. Sometimes he doesn't respond for a while, but it was like, you know. Basically, and Pastor Steve's, you know, that southern little bit drawl, you know, was, yeah, I'm sorry, but you're going to need to do the sermon on Sunday. The shock of that didn't hit me till about Thursday. And here I stand trying to do my best to be obedient, to step out of that comfortable zone and be uncomfortable in front of you. Shaking very much. But Luke 28, Jesus said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." So I prayed that he would use me to share what he wanted me to say, not what I wanted to say. So I'm not up here to share my story, because you guys have heard many clips of it. I'm here to talk to Trinity about Trinity. Now, most of you know I've only been in this faith business for about 9.5 years. And by no means am I claiming that I know more than anyone else. But what I do know is that for 6 years, we have promoted this wonderful ministry of Celebrate Recovery. For 6 years, we have encountered the same struggles. The devil trying to shut it down. We should have approximately 15 to 20 leaders to run this ministry. For the most part, we have done this with 8 to 10. We average about 16 people a week, which has been a downslide from about 30 people at the beginning of the year. Most of us have been exhausted with running this ministry. Full-time jobs, children, the work week, and then putting the ministry together. This year was extremely hard for me, and a month ago, I was done. And it had been working on me for a while. But I finally came to a conclusion a couple weeks back. You see, one of my leaders, Amy, we all know Amy, right? Don't we just love her? Huh? See, she had learned some things through CR. So she said to me, "Please don't make any decision based off your feelings." That kind of stung. That stung. Because this was me. And I needed to look at the acrostic that we use many times, and that is HALT. Which means, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Or am I tired? Ephesians 5:15 through 17 says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand the will of the Lord." The problem was there was so much going on in our lives. I was physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, and spiritually disconnected. Basically, I was at a point of being deaf. And what I mean by that is I couldn't hear what God was telling me to do, and I couldn't hear what the devil was telling me to do, which was a good thing. Oh, the doubts I had. And the doubts had me questioning everything. Sound familiar? If we take a look at John 20, 27 and 29, "Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here. See my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.' Thomas said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" And I had to follow that up with Mark 9, 23, 24. "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me with my unbelief." Wow. That is exactly what I needed. Because doubting Tim needed to believe. I needed help with my unbelief. So the decision was made. Not that I had an answer, just a decision, and that was to move forward in faith. Faith that eventually God would tell me what to do, and he would make it abundantly clear. Good news is I put the email together to all the leaders, and the minute I hit that send button, the weight of the world was off my shoulders. And the decision was made. Year number 7, here we come. The funny thing is, we were in probably worse shape than we've been in a long time. At that point, there was absolutely no child care. At that point, Sean Heitzman was coming to the end of his time with Celebrate Recovery. I mean, come on, guy's married, full-time job, working on his master's, doing an internship, and a new baby at the end of next month. What's the problem? He can't find time for us? Come on. And yet, faith is all I had at this point. So fast forwarding, Amy stepped up and took a large portion of things from me, including handling the child care. And I know that there are some individuals in here that have stepped up to fill some holes in child care. Can I give you a gratitude of thanks? Come on. Because I think what we forget in situations like this is as the adults come to Celebrate Recovery to fix their hurts, habits, and hang-ups, we forget that the kids are in the mix of all that. And for some children coming into CR, they don't understand the magnitude of what it's like to have a relationship with Christ. And they get to see that through our leaders and through our child care workers. I have one little girl that comes here on Friday nights, and she'll skip events like going to Navy Pier and movies and stuff like that because she'd rather be at Celebrate Recovery. And it gives us a chance to help them process kind of the muddle of what the families are going through. So thank you for thinking of our children. It is so important. Other leaders have stepped up and asked how they could help. We are still working on the tech side to figure that out, because obviously that's a big hole. So if you have any ideas or are looking to plug into that, come see me. I would love to be able to talk to you about it. We have needs, but I have faith. Through all this, I finally started to hear and was listening. How can you discount the transformed lives that have come from this ministry? Did you hear Robin's testimony? Thank you, Robin. Where's Robin? Thank you. She loves it when we call her out. Can I tell you that when Robin started, she came in last and left first. But she came, and God worked on her, and God, through Celebrate Recovery, helped transform her life to the point where she's going to come on as a leader. Transformed lives, not to mention my own. How quickly Tim Sims forgot this. And it made me think, what if Trinity shut their doors? What if Trinity, during the years, based on financial reasons, based on numbers of attendees, based on whether or not they could start ministries or keep ministries running, what if the same people doing the same thing year after year just gave up? What if the church shut down? Where would I be? Better yet, where would you be? I mean, you have to admit, we do a lot of great things here at Trinity. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
We've got our banners up here that reflect what we do. They're great core values. Let's talk about worship and prayer. Lord knows I have utilized this for 9.5 years. It has shown me how powerful prayer is during those bleak, dark situations. Worship and prayer is something that Trinity takes very serious. And I hope that everyone is able to experience the power of prayer. Can I remind you that we have a men's group that meets at 6:30 on Tuesday mornings? We have a prayer meeting at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And let us remember that church starts on Friday night at Celebrate Recovery. We can take a look at our grow over here, which means knowing and obeying God's word and understanding how it makes a daily difference in our lives. Gaining knowledge is vital, but we need more than information. Can we agree? We need application. This is how we fix things. Now, I know we've got some men in here that like to fix things, right? Actually, there's probably very few, right? Here's an example. We can go work on our cars, and I can do many things. I can go to the library. I can research on how to fix this certain part. I can get books. I can go onto YouTube and look at videos and see exactly how it's done. I can talk to other mechanics that have done it, other people in the church that maybe have done it, and say, oh, this is an easy way to do it. But the bottom line is, I can't fix it until I pick up the tool. Are you with me? Or just Pastor? Thanks, Pastor. I need some, you know, encouragement. And then we have our serve. Serve reminds us of our responsibility to work alongside our fellow believers. Our church is full of ministry and service opportunities. And guess what? Celebrate Recovery happens to be one of them. If you weren't part of the program today, okay? I want to thank personally Tim and Sherilyn Johnson and Jeff and Michelle Maminga, who alternate and fulfill our Friday night dinners on the first Friday of the month. Well, yeah. It is so great to see them on the first Friday of the month and have the opportunity to fellowship with them while they're serving our ministry. It is such a blessing. Not to mention, Tim Johnson is the one that goes to Starbucks and gets the snacks that we use on Friday night and sometimes is overflowed to the Sunday mornings. You know what? He has to go to the outlet mall, Starbucks, to get this. Have you guys been to the outlet mall? And he's going there just to get snacks for us to use. So I, you know, just thank you so much for your service. Amen. The thing is with this is you may not need Celebrate Recovery, but that doesn't mean Celebrate Recovery doesn't need you. Now, go moves us outside the walls of the service, or out of the church, and into our community and world. It may mean we volunteer at Hesed House on every fifth Friday, or join in with Feed My Starving Children. Did you know that Celebrate Recovery is the strongest bridge between the Trinity and the community? True story. Okay. Did you know that Celebrate Recovery has been the greatest growth mechanism in the church for the past year and a half? Isn't that great news? And this growth, I mean, the impact on our community through CR and the power of Jesus Christ will result in transformed lives, relationships with Christ, and most importantly, victory. Amen. Victory. Now, you may have noticed I skipped over the Connect one. Now, Connect uplifts the importance of worship, prayer, and fellowship in our everyday lives. Connect means to be vital in vital relationship with God, other believers, the church, and the family. It reminds us of the priority of building positive, long-lasting relationships with the people at work, in the school, in community, and at home. As we connect first with God, He makes it possible for us to build meaningful relationships with other believers. So let's talk about this. Connect is great, right? We're all about connection, right? I mean, from the day I walked into this church on 1451 Raymond Drive, every pastor and person I came into contact with told me, stressed to me, and shared with me the importance of a one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. Am I wrong? Am I in the right church? Okay. It was not sugar-coated. I was given scripture to tell me that. I heard it in the worship time. I heard it in the prayer time. I heard it in the sermons. I heard it loud and clear. So I gave my life to Christ, and I started that relationship. And through the years, I have built on that relationship, and it was a game changer, and I have never been the same since. Amen. Paul Sloan, no comments from you. Okay. Today I can tell you with my whole heart that I love the Lord. Amen. It is the first relationship of true love between a father and his son. I love him for what he has done in my life, and I owe him my life. I can tell you that I believe my relationship with him is solid. I can tell you that I am connected with the church and with so many wonderful people here, and what wonderful relationships have come from this because of him. I have a ton of faith these days instead of hopelessness. I pray to him about things instead of for things. I serve and I share his good word the best I can. I have everything: a strong, intimate, one-on-one relationship with Christ, a strong faith, a strong marriage, strong relationships, strong prayers, and strong godly counsel through the pastor and his staff, and so many other people within this church. And by now you probably are thinking, what does this have to do with Celebrate Recovery? Well, I'm going to tell you. Are you ready? Yes. How many of you can say they have everything? A strong, intimate, one-on-one relationship with Christ, a strong faith, strong marriage, strong relationships, strong prayers, and strong godly counsel through the pastor and his wonderful staff, and with so many people in this church. Now, I'm not looking for a raise of hands, but ask yourself, who has this? For the most part, a lot of you might say, I do. Great. What if having all that wasn't enough? What if having all of that wasn't enough? What if you pray all the time, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have strong marriages and strong relationships, you call the pastor or a staff member and get godly counsel, you talk to people in the church, yet it's not enough? Maybe you're still angry about something. Maybe you're still having trouble with either giving or accepting forgiveness. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Is there something causing you pain? Are you experiencing emotional or verbal abuse? Do you have anxiety, depression, codependency? What if the internet has more control over you than you have over it? Better yet, are there lemons in your life and you just don't know how to make lemonade? I can tell you, if you have all these things, a strong, intimate, one-on-one relationship with Christ, a strong faith, strong marriage, strong relationships, strong prayers, and strong godly counsel from the pastor and his staff and the rest of the church, and you're still struggling with things, I am sorry. So sorry. Because it's no fun. But, there's good stuff coming. Come on. There is great news. Okay, I just want to inform you guys, there is a backdoor solution. Okay? You can come to the other church where those other people go. Let me tell you, it is at the same place that you're already comfortable with. There might even be some familiar faces. And I can tell you, it will transform your life. If you allow it. If you allow it. What we do on Friday nights at Celebrate Recovery is transform the willing. Because sometimes all that other stuff isn't enough. Celebrate Recovery was designed as a program to help those struggling with hurts, habits, and hang-ups by showing them the loving power of Jesus Christ through a recovery process. Did you hear that, church? That was perfect. A process. This is done through teaching and application, which results in a process. Scripture tells us, all have sinned. Isaiah 53:6, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It is in my nature to sin, and it is yours too. None of us are untainted. Because of sin, we've all hurt ourselves, we've all hurt other people, and others have hurt us. This means each of us need repentance and recovery in order to live our lives the way God intended. Now, we already read 53:6, but we have to keep reading. Isaiah 53:7 says, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And Romans 3:24, and all are justified freely by the grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm sure you've heard the expression that time heals all wounds. Malarkey. Unfortunately, it is untrue. I frequently talk with people who are still carrying hurts from 30 or 40 years ago. The truth is, time often makes things worse. Good news, though. Celebrate Recovery is forward-looking. Can I repeat that? Because I like to repeat things on Friday night. Okay. Celebrate Recovery is forward-looking. Rather than wallowing in the past or dredging up and rehearsing painful memories over and over, Celebrate Recovery focuses on the future. Regardless of what has already happened, the solution is to start making wise choices now and depend on Christ's power to help make those changes. Yes. Celebrate Recovery program emphasizes personal responsibility. You mean it's not everybody else's fault? Instead of playing the accuse and excuse game of victimization. This program helps people face up to their own poor choices and deal with what they can do something about. We cannot control all that happens to us, but we can control how we respond to everything. That is a secret of happiness. When we stop wasting the time fixing the blame, we have more energy to fix the problem. When you stop hiding your own faults and stop hurling accusations at others, then the healing power of Christ can begin working in your mind, your will, and your emotions. You have heard me and Pastor Steve talk about hurts, habits, and hang-ups plenty of times. A hurt, habit, or hang-up is anything that may be hindering your walk with God. Amen? It's a good thing nobody in here has any of those, right? So let me tell you what a hurt is. Hurts are emotional reaction we experience to another person's behavior or some disappointing or disturbing situation. Example, abuse, abandonment, divorce, grief, relationship issues, or codependency. Habits are addictions to something or someone that control your thoughts and actions. And you thought it was just a chemical. Habits are addictions to something or someone that controls your thoughts and actions. Example, alcoholism, substance abuse, food addiction, gambling, sex, shopping, tobacco, dysfunctional relationships. And then we have hang-ups. Hang-ups are the negative mental attitudes that are used to cope with difficult people or adversities. Anger, depression, fear, anxiety, resentment, or unforgiveness. Well, I'm feeling pretty comfortable now. How much more time we got now? So as I wrap it up, these are life problems that are common to many people in today's culture. They can easily become stumbling blocks that cause our hearts to harden and turn us away from seeking God. Right. Celebrate Recovery helps us turn these difficulties around and instead use them as stepping stones to a life of victory and faith in Jesus Christ. So here's the tough question. And I would love for you to be honest. Get your hands up as high as possible. I'm asking you, who here has a hurt, a habit, or a hang-up? Great. I'll see you on Friday night at 7.